Hello, and welcome to the GMS Weekly Markets Podcast, or welcome back if you're a regular listener. I'm John Chaplin, and today I'm talking to our senior trader in Singapore, Mr. Jamie Dalzell. Jamie, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Hi there.
Now, these are very interesting times to be trading in the demo market after a period of around 18 months of relative stability. The market's gone through a month or so of severe turbulence. So are you finding the bumps evening out now, or do we still have our seatbelts tightly fastened?
Well, I think when you say interesting, it's probably a bit more frustrating than interesting, because we've seen prices cool off by about $100 per lightweight, and we're basically seeing candidates dry up because you've got all freight markets flying. Tankers are now back up again. Containers and dry bulk continue to perform well. So in terms of candidates, there are really very few available. So activity has dried up. Any ships that have been bought or are on the market are seeing much lower prices. And that's leading to owners either withdrawing altogether, or if you've got ships in cash buyer hands and they're seeing opportunistic or low numbers that don't reflect market, then cash buyers are choosing to hold or lay up. So activity on the ground in all the subcontinent locations in terms of new sales is at the slowest level since I can remember.
Is the market completely quiet, or are there one or two deals being discussed?
Well, I mean, I think there are two things. There are those who are kind of throwing opportunistic numbers in the hope of kind of securing a bargain. Often they don't get what they want because those prices are too low. So when I say that, I mean, you know, we've seen a number of offers coming below 600, which is absolutely not reflective of the market today. Market continues to be over 600, even though it's come off from those peaks at 700 or just excess. But you get recyclers trying to throw low numbers to get a cheap vessel. And then you get those who are very nervous about the significant falls we've seen and are just sitting back and waiting to see some stability before they reoffer again. I mean, when that stability might come, nobody knows, because the currencies, particularly in Pakistan, continue to kind of bring new historical lows by the day.
So as ever, a steel price in decline combined with subcon currency devaluation having a detrimental effect.
Yes. So generally speaking, you know, that the prices reflect both the steel prices, which have fallen and cooled off quite a bit over the past 2-3 months. And then you've got the currencies, which have depreciated significantly against the US dollar. So Bangladesh and Pakistan remain the most at risk. And, you know, even in Pakistan, I was hearing a lot of buyers fear that the country and the economy may go the way of Sri Lanka. So, you know, there are these very real concerns. And really, there's kind of no telling where the currencies may eventually stabilize.
Can you tell us anything about Pakistan that might help explain what's been going on there recently?
I mean, yeah, there's been extreme turbulence in the country, not just politically with the ousting of Imran Khan as PM. That sort of set the whole process in motion. Then you'd had a currency that was depreciating, you know, a couple of percentage points each week. But on the flip side, you've had steel, which is starting to kind of turn and improve again. So whilst the currency remains in turmoil, I think steel prices are starting to turn upwards, and things should level out eventually. And of course, you've got plots that are empty. So the demand is rampant in not only Pakistan, but also Bangladesh and India. You know, you've seen very, very few ships, so there are empty plots there.
Let's talk about the pent-up demand for a second and the need for recyclers to fulfill LC limits with banks. For those not familiar with how recycling is financed, maybe you could explain about LCs and what banks require in terms of security.
So, particularly for the larger LDT ships in Bangladesh and Pakistan, a lot of these banks are requiring added security in order to sanction LCs and give the financing for these end buyers to purchase ships. So that is leading to some buyers who were previously able to buy higher priced ships not getting the financing and not getting the LC facilities to do that. And obviously that's a result of scrap prices going, you know, up to 700 and beyond. You know, when a VLCC in previous years might have been worth 20 million, now it's worth close to 30. So that's a big jump in price, and it's a big jump for a bank to say, you know, values have gone up so much, and particularly when they've now cooled again recently, prices, banks are being tougher in order to sanction LCs to buyers, because you have over the years seen default in LCs being paid back by end buyers. So banks are left holding the can there. Security might be in the form of land or houses or, you know, anything else they own as sort of collateral.
A quick word about supply. What are you hearing from your broker contacts about the supply of tonnage? I mean, you mentioned earlier that trading markets are good. It's keeping ships away from the demo market. What are you hearing from the brokers?
For the majority of this year, we've seen, and indeed last year, we've seen tankers primarily as the main supply source for recycling tonnage, because dry and container markets have been pushing on. But recently, with tanker markets turning, we've even seen older vessels, 20 years, and in some cases over 20 years, being put through surveys. So owners will continue trading. Cash buyers who've bought vessels at recycling prices are even looking to put those vessels through surveys to continue trading, because rates have gone up so much. So really, there are very few vessels now available for recycling. Perhaps one or two VLCCs or FSUs, because that seems to be the most beleaguered sector at the moment. But really, that's about it. Even offshore tonnage is now starting to dry up.
And how long do you see that situation continuing?
I suppose it's as long as rates last. You know, when you're suddenly seeing $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a day on, you know, MR, LR tankers that were previously mooted for scrap, there's no reason owners wouldn't pass surveys and continue trading. It just makes sense. And I think a lot of people have been expecting the tanker market to turn after several really poor years. So the hope is this kind of return to form lasts. You know, the other interesting sector to look at is Capes, because, you know, it's such a volatile sector. You can fluctuate upwards and downwards 10, 20,000 more in a week. And Cape rates have come off recently, but then there is the expectation that it could be seasonal and prices go up again. So even on Capes, people have that kind of willingness to hold on to them rather than scrapping. I think as long as vessels are making money, it's money is the kind of international, as long as you're making money, it doesn't matter where you're based, you're going to keep your vessels trading. You know, regardless of European or Far East owners, we are really seeing minimal supply of vessels for scrap just across the board.
Jamie, that's a great roundup. Thanks so much for sharing your thoughts.
Thank you for having me. Have a good week.
You too. And thank you for downloading and listening to this latest episode. We'll be back next week.